You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. Sometimes it feels like life is trying to tell me something. How do I figure out what it's saying? Let's get into it.
Two men go to the chapel. Two men go to the church. The first steps up to the microphone to give the speech that he's rehearsed. He clears his throat and begins to brag about how clean he keeps his nose. He's well-behaved and generous. Then comes his crescendo. God, I'm so impressive.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Greetings!
We are going to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions we will answer on the show. This week's question says, sometimes it feels like life is trying to tell me something. How do I figure out what it's saying? And Glenn, where do we start off?
Well, I think when we're dealing with this sense of my brain's all clogged up, it's because I'm overwhelmed. I got a lot going on. There's a lot happening in my life. I have a lot of feelings and thoughts are all kind of jammed up in my mind. But I think what we try to do in those circumstances is let me sort of tune into what I need to be thinking and doing and feeling and tuning into the right and good things and all that. But I think the process starts with tuning out all of the other things that are starting to overwhelm me.
Yeah.
I think it's a really great point. I think, Jed, there can be a thing when we're feeling overwhelmed that we need to kind of, as Glenn is saying, add more good things to kind of drown out the bad things. But I think, as he's saying there, that might not be the best strategy for us.
No doubt about it. So here's the thing is life is overwhelming for pretty much everybody, you know, I mean, and particularly when you're a little bit younger, there's so many difficult and challenging things going on, not just in your own life, but in the lives of the people you care about, in the world around you. And some of it you don't know what to do about, and some of it you kind of can't do anything about. And so you wind up, you just feel overwhelmed. It's just, it's more than anybody could deal with. And so, very understandably, you have a lot of thoughts and feelings and emotions about that. I think Glenn is exactly right that we can't make all of that go away exactly, but what we can do is we can learn to turn down the volume on all of that. We can learn how to get a bit of a rest from it. The really critical and key question is, how do we do that? It's one thing to know that we need to do that. It's another thing entirely to know how to do that. And I think that's what we need to get into here in these next segments.
I think you're absolutely right that how is an important thing, but it is a very good thing these guys have given us to start out with a what, because there's a lot of, you're going to read a lot of, you know, 10 tips to lowering your stress level and all that, and that's all great. You know, we want to de-stress, we want to have a more relaxed life, but we're talking about something a little different, where we do have an end goal here, which is picking up the right voices, drowning out the wrong ones. So when you have that thing, what we want to do is definitely have this idea of a goal we can drive towards. We want to settle down on what that is. In this case, you're saying, you know, I want to figure out what life is trying to tell me. That's a great goal. It's something that's important for you. What we want to do is encourage you in that and give you some tips from what we've learned, both in doing that ourselves and helping folks we work with do that to getting towards some positive steps in our lives. That's what we'll look at when we come back right here on the Bridge Lounge.
You tell me to not be afraid. Reservation has been made. You have gone to prepare me a place where we can sit and talk face to face, where you
here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm tuned into what you're saying, man.
It's going to be a very positive show. I feel that Glenn has affirmed that he's tuned in.
Absolutely.
Also joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Those are good vibes, Glenn.
Yeah, I'm tuned into the good vibes, man.
It's good. It's good.
This would fit in better on the All Grateful Dead station. do not want us for very good reason. We're going to answer a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, sometimes it feels like life is trying to tell me something. How do I figure out what it's saying? And Glenn, we ended that last segment with a good conversation about kind of, it's not necessarily about turning up one thing, except
right.
as much turning everything down.
Yeah.
Which is a great idea, and there's a lot of, you know, people who are willing to sell you candles and teas and all sorts of things to, you know, relax and decompress. But we're kind of bombarded by stuff, so how do we start doing that?
Well, that's a funny thing is, yeah, we're even bombarded with, buy this thing, it will relax you.
Relax! Yeah. Why won't you relax?
Relax in a hurry. You know, buy this now and relax. You know, yeah, there is a lot of competing voices, and there's a lot in advertisement, like we're talking about here, a lot in politics, a lot in religious stuff, where it's a lot of what I have to do and a lot of what I have to think and a lot of stuff that I need to be on. And a lot of things competing for my attention. You go on social media, and that's all it is, really. And if you think about it, it's just a lot of, here's a thing that you should be on. But I think it's claiming for yourself, I don't need to be on all of these other things. I don't need to answer to all of that. I need to get in touch with what I think.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And Jed, Glenn talked about those kind of competing external voices. There are people literally popping up on your screen yelling at you.
Yeah.
But there's also the idea of competing internal voices.
Yeah.
Even if you're not actively intaking noise,
yeah.
there's kind of noise happening. So how do we start to kind of identify and deal with that?
Man, that's a great question. Well, you know, if you go to an ice cream store, they got a certain...
I like it. Go on.
Certain stores have 31 flavors. Well, you're probably not going to get 31 cups of ice cream while you're there in one visit.
Speak for yourself, but again, go on.
So we've got to figure out, how do I decide? Well, ideally, you'd say, well, just figure out which flavor you like and then get that one and we're done here. How hard is this? Well, it can actually be really hard if you don't know which flavor you like, particularly when there's a sign on the window that says you got to get chocolate, it's the best, and then there's another sign that says no, strawberry is the best, and you think, you know, I think Rocky Road might be good, and then there's a thought in your own head that says, you remember that guy you knew in third grade who was a jerk? He liked Rocky Road. You're not a jerk, are you? Because that's who eats Rocky Road. So it actually, really quickly, this thing that should be pleasurable and fun, I mean, everybody loves ice cream, can actually become, again, kind of overwhelming of, I have 19 different ads and messages telling me which flavor of ice cream I should get, and I don't know which one I like. At a certain point, no one could blame you for saying, I'm just going to close my eyes and point, and whatever thing it points at, just give me that one, because I don't know a better
one. Oh, I got pistachio. I panicked. Yeah.
I think the thing that we want to encourage you to do is, in all kinds of areas of life, you have to give yourself some space to figure out what kind of ice cream you like. It doesn't matter what kind your friends like. It doesn't matter what kind your parents say you should like. It doesn't matter, you know, what that critical inner voice inside of you tells you, only jerks like that flavor. We want you to figure out, again, in all kinds of areas of life, what's the kind of ice cream you like? Because when we can find that, we can start to have a lot of peace.
And that's what we'll talk about when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
The Lord my God. Take it in that on the cross, my burden gladly.
Bridge Loud.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rocky Road is the best, and I don't care what other jerk-faced people like it. That's the truth.
Sounds like Glenn's been bought off by Big Marshmallow. So joining us, the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
This episode brought to you by the Rocky Road Council. Rocky Road, official flavor of winners.
Wow.
Okay.
I wasn't in on that check, but hey, Rocky Road people, get at us. We are for sale.
That's right.
We can't answer a question that came into the bridge loud at gmail.com, which isn't directly ice cream related, but to us, all things are ice cream related.
Absolutely.
Really. This week's question says, sometimes it feels like life is trying to tell me something. How do I figure out what it's saying? And Glenn, we ended that last segment with Jim bringing up a really good and really interesting point of learning to listen to yourself
right first
before you try to listen to life, the universe, whatever.
Right.
And I think for some people that may hit their ears funny in the sense of, we're not saying that in the idea of just follow your heart.
Right.
And it will lead you to all the good things in life.
Yeah.
But you do have to start by knowing what you think about something before you can really take an input on it, right?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, it's not good to just obsess about the same thought over and over again. That's bad. But it's also a case of, I don't know if you've ever had this where you're really angry about something, and then you say, well, the reason why I'm angry about it is because of this other thing. And then you start to describe the other thing, and you're like, you know what really set that off was yet another thing. And you realize, I don't know why I'm angry. I thought I knew, but I'm going several layers down here. And there's a magical moment that happens when you diagnose what it is you're feeling and why you're feeling it, that allows you to then move forward on stuff. When you don't understand your own emotional state, when you're confused about that, it's kind of hard to nail down what I need to do here.
Yeah, it's a great point. And, Jed, I think that was really what we're driving at on the show here. You need to get a certain level of introspection to kind of figure out where you're laying on things. But that takes us back to where we started of, you do need both literally and metaphorically a certain amount of quiet to get there. So how do we go about, somebody who's never done that, how do they start?
Well, here's what we need to do. We need to carve out space regularly where we can slow down, we can unplug, sometimes in a fairly literal sense, we can catch our breath, and just kind of be alone with our own thoughts for a little while. That's the goal. Now, how that's going to work for you specifically, that varies from person to person. For some people, that means I am going to Starbucks, I'm taking out a journal, and I'm just going to start writing about my day and my week and my month and what do I think and what do I feel. And for people who do that, that's a really, really helpful thing. It is a clarifying experience. They're like, kind of like Glenn's describing, you know, they journal for an hour and they go, wow, I didn't realize I felt that way, but now that I look at it, I totally do, and you know, I think I have a sense of, you know, where I want to go next with things. For other people, that might be, I'm going to turn off my phone, I'm going to put on some sunglasses and just go for a long walk. I'm going to hike for the next hour and just breathe some fresh air and try and get some clarity on things. And for those folks, that's again really, really helpful. Where you, by the end of that, you have, not only are you less stressed and more relaxed, but you just have a different outlook on things. You have a different view. You have a much, much better sense of where your struggles are and where your strengths are. And that's the thing that we want for you. We want you to be in touch with the things that you care about and figure out how to invest more in those and how to de-emphasize the things in your life that are just a drain on you.
Absolutely right. It's very important to unplug. But wait for about another 10 minutes or so, because we'll be right back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Love so amazing, so divine.
Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt Kane. I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Seriously, Rocky Road is the best. I don't think we should talk about that anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the news together, Jed Brewer.
Rocky Road, winners.
We are continuing, believe it or not, to answer a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, sometimes it feels like life is trying to tell me something. How do I figure out what it's saying? Well, if you're Glenn, apparently it's saying, get that rocky road.
Yeah,
that's right.
And maybe you had a good week. Maybe you earned it. Maybe you want to put something a little extra on that rocky road. Maybe something a bit special.
The secret sauce.
So, Glenn, as we mentioned before on the show, our day job is working with folks coming out of jail, coming out of addiction, gang life. And part of what we think is that there is the world that's trying to tell them something.
Right.
And specifically God, because, you know, what you've been doing has not been working out.
Absolutely right. I think that, you know, prayer is really what we're driving at here in the sense of you need to connect with something bigger than yourself. With all these competing voices, with all the confusion that's going on out there, you need that sense of connection and you need that sense of clarity that you can get. And we want that for everybody listening to this. Now, the way that you pray, there's a million different ways. As Joe was talking about, maybe that's journaling, maybe it's, you know, writing a song, maybe it's saying something out loud or just in your own mind. Whatever it is, that part doesn't matter. But being able to connect and recognize that if I'm able to tune out these competing voices, I can hear with a lot more clarity what God may be trying to say to me. And that's what we want for you on this show.
It absolutely is. And if you've never heard this phrase before, the Bible describes the way God speaks to us as a still, small voice. That's why it's important to, as we're saying, you know, knock these, to kind of let these other things fall by the wayside to try to get, and if you can get literal quiet, that's definitely the way to go. If the best you can do on quiet is, you know, in the school library with the headphones on with, you know, soft music going, that's, you know, we've all been there. But it is, prayer is, as we tell the guys we work with, a conversation. Now, in order to have a conversation, if you have to leave some gaps for the other person to talk. Maybe we've all had a relative, a friend, a teacher who their version of conversation was more a torrent of words, overwhelming and drowning you. And it's fine to have those times when you're communicating with God. Sometimes you've got a lot of stuff you need to get off your chest, but that idea of prayer of as the list of, you know, when you're a kid, by, you know, kneeling by the bedside of, you know, God, be nice to this person and please stop this. And that's fine. It's a great place to start. But you do want to land on a place where you start saying, here's what I got. Here's how I feel. Here's what I'm thinking about this. God, what do you think? And it's weird to say that you kind of got to ask that before you can start listening. You would assume that you have to start hearing things where you say, okay, well, now I will solicit advice. But God does have things to say to you. And we want you to have that direct connection, as Glenn was talking about. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.